KOA News Time 625. Right now on Colorado's Morning News, negative consumer sentiment trending up in recent years. This is a survey conducted by Arizona State University showing 74% of respondents reporting a problem with a product or service in the past 12 months.
But are available products and levels of customer service dropping, or are we just finding more ways to complain about it? On the Centura Health Hotline now is Fortune 500 executive consultant and author of Blueprint for Customer Obsession, Marbu Brown. Marbu, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We're going to start by just asking you that simple question. Are we just seeing more and more complaints because people have more avenues to complain, or is customer service really starting to lack?
Well, first of all, let me say thank you to you all for having me on the show this morning. And frankly, in answer to your question, it's a little bit of both, right? On the one hand, we've been in a very disruptive environment ever since the pandemic. And frankly, customers are actually even more set on edge. So when they're coming into your business, you know, they're not coming in like they used to before. Normally, people would be coming in, you know, as a blank slate that you could give them an experience and move them into the positive range or the super positive range. Or maybe they might have even been coming in with an overall favorable positive, perspective. But now they're coming in at maybe a minus 5 or a minus 10. And so you've got a harder job to get them over the hump. And if you're not going in with that mindset, you're already working at a disadvantage, right? So that's one of the things that we have. But the other thing is we do have more opportunities for people to complain through social media, through engaging their friends, their followers, and all of those folks. And people are making those complaints more personal by involving those other people in the mix, right? So I think we have a little bit of both going on.
Marbu, is there more industry specific about people having complaints? And I'll point to the airline industry. And anecdotally, my wife yesterday is on the phone with one of the airline carriers for an hour trying to just tweak something that she couldn't do online. And not to conflate issues even more, but we've seen recently bank failures. That's a whole separate thing. But I know there's a lot of frustration when it comes to financial institutions and customer service. So are we seeing more of the complaints registered in some of those realms, or are we just seeing complaints overall with every type of service and product industry?
Well, look, it's not uniform across the board, right? There are some industries that are doing a little bit better. But when you think about travel, for example, that's one of those industries that has been severely affected, by some of these disruptions that I was just talking about, where we've seen mass cancellations. We know about the Southwest situation, but it's not the only one, where we continuously are seeing near misses on runways and landings and all of those kinds of things. So there are some industries that have been, you know, affected to a greater extent. Now the banking thing is getting people set on edge as well. And you know, that's another area that has been affected more. So it's not uniform across the board. Think about some of the areas where there have been, inflation has affected it more. Those would be other scenarios, some of the grocery situations and so on. Some of those kinds of things have really, been affected more, and customers are complaining there more as well.
So, Marbu, with all that being said, is consumer complaining good? Is it holding those companies accountable that have been having those issues, like the airline business, or is it kind of hurting those smaller businesses, the mom and pop shops, where like one bad Google review could tank their entire business?
Well, here's the deal. I believe that feedback is a gift. It's a gift to any business, right? And when consumers come back and give feedback, businesses need to take that to heart, understand what they have done wrong, right, and make it right for the customer. And the thing that companies need to think about is not to automatically go into self-preservation mode, but instead to look at when something has gone wrong, how they can use that as an opportunity to create an even more loyal customer instead of creating a detractor, right? What you want that customer to do who wrote that, you know, negative review is to go back and write another review that says, but you know how these folks made it up to me? They did such and such and flipped the script, right? Now, the other thing I think that's super important is for businesses to get ahead of these types of things. Because when you have, you know, a negative situation, if you can get ahead of it, you know, even before the customer goes into complaint mode, really, you know, turn things around for that customer and not just do the minimum that's required to make it right for them, but do something a little bit extra. I think that would really help companies, you know, to not just, you know, recover from a negative review, but prevent one altogether.
Executive consultant, author of the book Blueprint for Customer Obsession, Marbu Brown. Thank you. 6:30 here on Colorado's Morning News.
We're continuing to follow the fallout from the recent banking collapses. That story coming up.
The KOA Jetcopters, where you find Dave Hunter hovering. Looks like it's going to be a pretty sunrise on tap. What are you seeing right now?